supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be talking about some of the things going on in Israel, but I think it's very difficult for the average American to honestly believe that there are people working at the highest levels of our government that will kill people. Certainly, if you were to read the book, Fixing Intelligence, by Lieutenant General William Odom, who was actually the head of the NSA, the super-secret NSA, that's no such agency. It has over 100,000 employees. Nobody talks about it. You're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to know that they're listening to all of your telephone conversations and all of this falter all about, oh, my goodness, they're listening to telephone conversations without a warrant. They've been doing it for 30 years under Project Echelon, E-S-C-H-A-L-O-N, E-S-C-H-A-L-O-N. But if you read the book written in 2003 by Lieutenant General William Odom, he's a patriot. He loves America. He's had the courage to come out and say the war in Iraq is a terrible mistake. But in his book, he asks several questions. And one of them is, should the CIA be assassinating people? Should the CIA be assassinating people? He doesn't say they're doing it. He just asks the question. Well, we know that they assassinated John Kennedy. They assassinated his brother. They assassinated Martin Luther King. They assassinate people in this country all the time. I've had at least three of the people I've interviewed have died under very mysterious circumstances, and everyone has felt that they were simply on the target list. This is how you silence the opposition. Well, of course, what can we do? What can I do? I have to rely on the Lord for protection and hope that he will thwart any efforts on my life. But unfortunately, this sort of thing is really going on over in Israel today, as the relatives of key leaders in opposition to the CFR control government over there, and believe me, many of the people in key positions in Israel are under the control of members of the Council on Foreign Relations and are intent upon the destruction of that country. And Olmert is certainly, the premier is certainly one of them. So with that as a background, let's talk to Barry Shamish about some of the tragic happenings in Israel today, as the people simply are intimidated into not speaking out and simply going along with this move. Because what this is really all about is creation of the world government, the new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. So, Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, two fine young men were murdered 4 days ago. Their names were David Rubin and Amitam Amichai. Now, they were murdered just outside of Hebron in the Telem River Valley. And what can you say? I mean, no one would have been waiting for them there. I mean, it was not a terrorist hit. It was a nature reserve. Now, as soon as it happened, I got letters from lots and lots of people that didn't believe that was terror murder. First of all, because of Reuben and Amikam Amichai, their fathers are not just rabbis. These people are the top of the rabbis. Amikam Amichai was from, naturally, Neve Dekalim of Gush Katif. I assume I met his father. I spoke at Neve de Kalim, and the religious of that community came out to hear me. Yehuda Amichai was their father. He's a legend. He started the Torah and Lamb Foundation. David Rubin's, David Rubin's grandfather, his father runs yeshiva in Hebron, and I have spoken. I'm just wondering if it was his yeshiva. I certainly spoke in Hebron. His grandfather started what's known as the Nidat Kippah generation, that is, Jews who show their belief by wearing knitted skull caps. These were extremely important parents and grandparents of these two young men. Then I knew it was, again, it was Fatah, which is working with our Shabbat. And again, not the whole Shabbat. This is where we have to understand there is a secret government in Israel. The decisions made are with a faction of the Shabbat, a faction that supplies the information to Fatah, which does the killing. Now, especially in the case of a group led by one Dr. Daisy Stern, I've been answering emails, and I've been very, very reluctant. First of all, I've had a bad year for the flu. I don't have the energy, but it's fine because other people are looking at my writings and they're coming up with their own conclusions. Number one, without help, the PLO would never have found these two young men. This was a very obscure location. Okay, number two, the killers drove a brand new American-made SUV. Who can afford a thing like that? It's $40,000in this country after taxes. In Israel, the thing is probably a $50,000 car. Supplied by the United States, I add. This wasn't an issue where somebody had the money and bought themselves an SUV. This was supplied as equipment by the United States. And I started adding the little bits and pieces. One woman survived. She went and hid. And these two brave young men actually killed one terrorist and wounded another, which is pretty good when you're ambushed. They were ambushed and hurt, and they actually managed to kill one of their assailants and badly wound another assailant. It was not a great terror attack from the point of view of the terrorists. You shouldn't lose someone if you ambush them. It should be an easy operation. But then this woman hid and watches the surviving terrorists. There are two of them now. Came up to the Jewish bodies and misused them and abused them and kicked them and stole their weapons. She actually watched this stuff.
Oops. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment here. But remember why your tax money is financing Fatah, which is a terrorist organization. Why are we financing terrorists in Palestine? We'll be right back here in just a moment. American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and Barry telling us about the assassination of two young Jewish men, whose parents, were rabbis, but not just rabbis, but leading rabbis in this effort to preserve Israel. And certainly there's nothing that'll tend to discourage somebody than to have their children killed. Now, have they caught the two assailants that survived?
They sure did. Now, it took about 4 days of people defending me against vicious attacks before ultimately yesterday night the emails came in that there was a lot of disinformation being put out there, and finally, lo and behold, the assailants work for the intelligence department of Fatah. They're actually employed as intelligence officers, which of course fits precisely to what I've been saying. And the PLO tried to hide them. The honest side of the Shabak exposed them. They had a body to work with, since one of the terrorists was actually killed along with the Jews. So it was pretty quick to identify these people. All you can say is, how did they know that this party was down an obscure nature trail? And the answer is cell phones. The Shabak, the secret Shabak, the killer Shabak, working with Fatah, don't even have to work anymore. They just keep orientation, the GPS of these two young soldiers' cell phones on, and they can tell the PLO where to attack. They know where everyone is. You don't have to surveil. You don't need spies. All you have to do is have somebody watch over the cell phone conversations, and that's what happened, of course. And why did they use the SUV? Well, you couldn't really get down this nature trail using anything but a four-wheel drive. This was a set-up kill. Now, again, it's so irritating when this pattern has been repeated over and over nonstop that let's face it, Judea and Samaria have more than just the children of rabbis living there. It's not like every single person who's been killed this year in Judea and Samaria just happens to be either a rabbi or his children or his grandchildren. Most residents of Judea and Samaria go to work in the morning. They're computer programmers or they have a store, but they're not all the sons and daughters of the reputed leaders of Judea and Samaria. So I knew exactly what this murder was, and I knew who was behind it. And then I had to put up with these awful, awful epitaphs. And I think that's the worst part, that people in their emotion, and their funerals, by the way, were massively attended. They were buried on Mount Herzl in Jerusalem, massively attended, and all the epitaphs that were given were wrong. They were just plain wrong. This was Jews killing Jews, and they were talking about Arabs killing Jews. Who cares who pulled the trigger? Okay, that's not the issue. The issue is who ordered the murders, and these people don't understand that they're at war.
Well, you know, they're talking about $500 million for Fatah. You know, oh, my goodness, we got to build up the good terrorists so that they'll take on the bad terrorists. But the trouble is the good terrorists work with the bad terrorists and finance the bad terrorists, and we give weapons to Fatah, and they end up in the hands of Hamas, and then we say, oh, shucks, who is it? Who's arming Hamas? Must be those terrible Egyptians or Iranians or something, and I'm sure they play a part in this, but people just don't see. I mean, how can people be so blind when, you know, the United States government and Israel are both funding Fatah?
Well, as I said, it's not all of Fatah working with the bad part of the Shabak, but it's certainly a well-funded branch.
Right.
That is darn sure. In this case, it was Fatah Intelligence.
Right.
Who murdered these Jews. They were not supposed to lose one of the terrorists. So this broke very, very quickly. And again, one official epithet from David Wilder of the city of Hebron is that Amichai and Reuben are the life of Hebron. Hebron will survive because of these great young Jews. I wrote them back and I said, these people are the death of Hebron. If you don't figure out who killed them, and that Jews do kill Jews, and that you're at war, you're going to lose just straight off. And Reuben and Amichai are not the symbol of your life. They're two young men who died because you didn't recognize who you were fighting. Okay, just outright, I wrote them back. And it goes on, by the way. Bush is visiting Jerusalem on the 9th, and I just get this stuff sent to me, how we're going to protest Bush. We're going to protest Bush. The women in green and about 8 other protest movements are going to protest Bush by leaving Jerusalem. This is the truth, by the way. They're going to set up a settlement somewhere, which no one will pay any attention to and will get zero media attention. That's how they're going to protest Bush. And I wrote these people back as well. And I said, you're a bunch of cowards. You're not willing to face down the worst enemy you have. You're going to run away, and you think you're protesting. I said, you're a bunch of cowards. And that's all I can do. If I was in Israel, it wouldn't make a difference. I'd be the only one on the street with a sign because they've all left town to build a settlement. Now, let's get back to the killings. And I'm going to talk about a newspaper called Haaretz. Now, Haaretz is the New York Times of Israel. It's really a dreadful paper. It's very, very radical, anti-Jewish, anti-Israeli. This is the ultimate support for Oslo comes out of Haaretz, and it's hard to believe that it's an Israeli newspaper. But let's get back to its editor, David Landau, who is supposedly a religious Jew. That it was a big step forward that Haaretz appointed as editor a religious Jew, and I know people who know him and say, believe me, this was no step forward. But what he did, the exact date, it was about a month ago. It was just reported this week, and there was a meeting when Condoleezza Rice came to Israel. It was at the home of the ambassador, Richard Jones, who, remember, he was the one who went to Israel's attorney general and told her to treat all Jewish residents of Judea and Samaria as common criminals. He actually gave her the order to make honest, law-abiding citizens criminals. That was Richard Jones. Now, are we there?
Yeah, we are there.
All right, then. There was a meeting at his home with Condoleezza Rice and a bunch of journalists, and David Landau stood up, faced Condoleezza Rice, and told her that America must rape Israel. Those are his exact words, by the way. Must rape Israel. And there were some journalists were not very happy to hear this. Luckily for us, a couple of them leaked a story about a month after the fact. But the editor of Haaretz told Condoleezza Rice to rape Israel. Now, this man should be put into a jail cell at any old prison in the United States and let him find out what it means to be raped. This is some very, very brave man talking about raping his country. Let him get raped and find out what it's all about. But it was a secret for a month, and then it came out, and he was trapped. It was reported on Israel Channel 2 News, television news. Now, here is what he answered. The editor of Haaretz, David Landau, answered that, yes, he did tell Condoleezza Rice to rape Israel. And Condoleezza Rice took this statement with great aplomb, he said. She wasn't moved a bit by the imagery. And then he comes up with this statement. It has been my wet dream. This he tells actual journalists. It has been my wet dream to see Israel raped by the United States and a formula shoved down the country's throats. Now, no religious person that I have ever met uses the term wet dream. That is not what a religious person, not a religious Jew, says. He does not use imagery like that. That is something out of the wilderness. And we, again, those who know my work know a little about the background, what I've been saying about the infiltration of the religious and a very, very, very different Judaism running Israel. We're not going to do that sequence today. It's too long. But the editor of Haaretz, who told Condoleezza Rice to rape his country, and then tells reporters that this has been his wet dream since 1976, he says, is not religious. This is not a religious person talking, but he's telling the truth. He's been using his paper right away, the end of Israel. That's what it is. That's what the newspaper Haaretz is. It's a way to get rid of Israel. Now we return to the killings, the murders of Amichem and Reuben. Haaretz had a so-called investigative bureau of Haaretz came up with an incredible conclusion that Reuben and Amichai were the leaders of a new Jewish terror group. A Jewish terror group out of Hebron can only mean one thing, massacring Arabs. Now, the police actually read the Haaretz piece, which was based on nothing. There's no such terror group, and to use these dead young kids as leaders of something they were never leaders of, this is beyond yellow journalism. This is way beyond a National Enquirer rumor. This was a lie. And the police acted on the lie, and they took the bodies. They went into the morgue, and they stripped the bodies, and they checked them for anything that would link them to drug deals, to anything in the world that would get these people in some way to be the victim. The victims were going to somehow become liable for their own deaths. And this is what's going on in Israel. And I try and describe it as I'm doing now. It is not simple for people to understand. I was on a show yesterday in Colorado, actually, a minor coincidence, KGN, where the announcer just didn't understand what I was trying to say, and I ended up repeating myself quite a bit. The fact is that this is not a Jewish state, but it's not only, that's not even the problem. It's not a normal state. This is the problem. This is a reality Israelis live in. It's got to be driving them nuts. Okay? Their leading intellectual paper is run by an editor who wants to rape them all. He wants the country raped.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish, and we can only understand by understanding their evil forces out there set upon the destruction of the state of Israel. We'll be right back.
Staying in shape and lowering your fat intake reduces the chance of heart disease and early illness. Exercising daily along with your own commitment to better health will help you keep fit for life. That's from Hilltop Bean Coffee Shop for great coffee, cappuccinos, and lattes. Stop in at 4243 East 136th Avenue, where they also have many food items to choose from. And ladies, mention this ad and receive 10% off your next purchase. That's Doug and his staff at the Hilltop Bean Coffee Shop, 4243 East 136th Avenue in Brighton.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website, how they can get in touch with you and get some of your DVDs?
Thank you. My books, most of them, are on www.lulu.com. It says search in the right-hand corner. write in my name, Chamish. That's Chamish, and you'll get to my books. The website, of course, as always, is the BarryChamishWebsite.com, but you can write in www.BarryChamish.com, and it'll take you there. I've got three or four DVDs that can't be bought anywhere else, and I have a little phone number for you. That's 904-501-7605 to get the DVDs. As a matter of fact, your producer, George, has just sent me a little shipment to buy a Vatican DVD, the Vatican's New Crusade for Jerusalem. It should be arriving this week, and you get it by dialing 904-501-7605. And none of these are terribly expensive, by the way. I have to cover some costs, but they're not terribly expensive. Now we go on to the reaction to the murders of Reuben and Avichai. Now, there's one reaction that no one is paying proper attention to, and I think it may spread. I sure hope it will spread. You have seven little girls, their ages 12 to 14, who were arrested for settlement activity. We have not been told what they did, but let's face it, what can a 12-year-old girl do? I mean, how much, and they're certainly not armed, and they're certainly a danger to no one, and they do go to school in the morning, so what could they possibly have done? We're not told. All we're told is they were arrested for settlement activity. Well, what these girls did is way better than settlement activities. They refused to cooperate with the police or the courts. They refused to give their names. They're under arrest as anonymous, all of them. Now, I assume their parents know who they are, but the parents aren't talking. The girls explain to the court that they do not accept the Israeli court as the law they obey. They've had it with Israeli law. They will not obey. Except under duress, actually. But they will not voluntarily accept Israeli law as their law. And this is a wonderful thing. All of Israel should finally rebel and say, to hell with the police and to hell with the courts. You can do whatever you want to me. We don't accept your rule of law. And these seven girls did precisely that. Now, what I have to ask is, where are their parents? Why don't their parents show this commitment to actually fight against this? I don't know what the word would be for Israel. I hate to use the word fascism, since the ruling establishment doesn't quote Mussolini or Franco. I mean, they're not fascists from the a strict point of view. But what's being done to the settlers is in fact old-fashioned fascism. Israel is a fascist state, but there's no other word in the English language other than, you know, dictatorial or something that doesn't describe what it means when you're perfectly innocent and you're being harangued and harassed by the judicial establishment of the country. If you have a better word for me, I mean, I'll be more than happy to use it. These girls would not accept the court, and they're sitting in jail 12 to 14 years of age because they are not cooperating with the courts of Israel. God bless them for finally standing up and doing what their parents should have done, certainly before the evacuation of Gush Katif. They should have done the exact same thing, but their parents didn't, and these children did. But I should add that for the first time, the word civil disobedience was uttered by a member of the Knesset. His name is Ari Eldad, And he's got a very, very iffy record. Well, by iffy, I'm not even going to go into it. We'll go into it when we have more time. But nonetheless, Arya Eldad called for the people of Israel to conduct a campaign of civil disobedience against its government.
And that, of course, is what the government fears most. If they can bulldoze people into doing what they want, even without the support of the people, everything's fine. You're seeing this in Pakistan today, where the people know very well that Musharraf certainly is directly or indirectly responsible for the death of his political opponent. We're seeing this happening in Kenya now, where they stole the election. And at least the people there have the courage to stand up and say, we're not going to put up with it. I mean, what do we do here in the United States when they steal an election in Ohio and make George Bush the president? Why? Oh, we have to abide. We're a nation of laws. And when we have governments that don't abide by the laws, when are the people of America going to stand up? And when are the people of Israel going to stand up?
Now, their children will probably stand up tomorrow. These brave girls didn't come out of nowhere. There has to be something bigger that gave them the courage at 12 years of age. And, you know, really, think what you were doing when you were 12. You were not telling the courts of your country that we don't accept you. That's what these girls did. There are no words to describe what a wonderful thing it is they did to tell the Israeli court systems to literally go suck eggs. We don't accept you. And now this is being downplayed hugely in Israel. I want to upplay it that, well, what can you say? This is an act of courage by this generation would, you know, their parents failed them. Their parents were manipulated and watched Gush Katif disappear and watched their friends, their relatives, their co-religionists living in trailers from beautiful homes because their parents were too dumb to tell the Israeli court system that where it could get off. These kids are doing it. And, again, there is not much in the way of good news coming out of Israel. And certainly two murdered young Israelis just, 4 days ago does not warm the heart. You have to look for something. And the fact that you have a member of the Knesset and seven girls ages 12 to 14 actually just saying we've had it with Israel. It's civil disobedience and no acceptance of Israeli law anymore. I think it's great news.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamus. And, of course, talking about what's going on in the world today.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Mankey Auto Body in Brighton says staying in shape and lowering your fat intake reduces the chances of heart disease and early illness. Exercising daily along with your own commitment to better health will help you keep fit for life. This message is from the concerned staff of Mankey Auto Body. They do everything on automobile body and fender repairing and complete painting service. They also work with insurance companies and insurance adjusters. Remember, for the best in auto body and fender work, it's Mankey with 4 locations in the Brighton area. Call for estimates on road service at 654-1191 or visit them at www.mankeyautobody.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and we're talking about what's happening to Israel, but understand that what's happening in Israel is simply a mirror of what's happening in America, and most of the Israelis are just going along dutifully saying, well, we're a country of laws, you know, but they don't understand that the people at the top don't believe in the law. It was actually H.G. Wells who wrote a book called The New World Order, in which he said that, you know, millions of people will object to the New World Order and will die fighting it. But you see, the New World Order crowd have bought up the media throughout the world, in Israel, in the United States, and of course, by so doing, they're able to plant their people in government. There are not very many people on the other side, but they're all in positions of great power and influence. You pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, I don't know, but picking up the story, but I'll just tell you the news, and I guess you can fill the blanks however you want. Nicolas Sarkozy came to Israel this week and made a proposal to Mahmoud Abbas, head of the Palestinian Authority. He offered to bring in NATO troops to patrol Judea and Samaria and ensure the peace of the region. Now, I've been writing about this for long enough that the ultimate goal is international troops just taking over Jerusalem, that the streets of Jerusalem, you'll sit in a cafe and you'll order your spaghetti and you'll order your coffee and you'll watch the armored personnel carriers and the jeeps of the international troops going up and down your streets, that's going to be the future of Israel when it becomes so dire that the only way to bring peace is to inflict these troops on Israel. Well, that was the proposal made this week, and Abbas accepted the proposal. He thinks it's a great idea, bringing the troops. Now, this wouldn't be so irritating except for one problem. Israel's foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, agreed with Abbas that the best answer is bring in the NATO troops to patrol the Holy Lands. Now, this I've been writing about the infusion of foreign troops into Israel in all my books. I've been saying that this is one solution, that Israel right now is surrounded by 80,000 missiles. In the next war, we'll probably lose within a day. We'll effectively lose when 10,000 of them are dropped on Tel Aviv. There's no more Israel. Now, what could prevent that? Well, you have to have the international troops there because nobody would bomb NATO. And you've got the Israeli people conditioned now to abandoning their own army and letting foreigners take over their security. And after, as I said, if you have another war like the one fought in Lebanon a summer ago, they'll bring the troops and the Israelis won't object, and they'll view it as their only option to keeping their country, and we're leading to that. This week, both Abbas and Foreign Minister keep eliminating, have agreed that international NATO troops is the answer for Israel. Isn't that marvelous? I thought I should mention that. I think it's going to continue, and that's I don't think that's the end of this subject. Sarkozy, who is a very high-ranking official, comes to Israel and proposes NATO troops. He didn't come to take in the waters of Israel. He came with a proposal. Now,
of course, you know, he got into office there in France under false flag, and his wife, he and his wife were separated, but they didn't tell anybody until, you know, after the election. They pretended to be very, very proper because he was having an affair with somebody else, but this wasn't brought out, and they simply lied to the French people to make them think that he was a responsible individual, and if he would cheat on his wife and lie about that, what else would he cheat the people on? And certainly how anybody could possibly trust this man, the Prime Minister of France, I don't know. But obviously, he's a globalist. He's going along with this idea. International troops, that's the path to the world order. Go ahead.
Well, that's what he proposed.
Sure.
I assume it wasn't his idea by himself. Now, what makes this of interest, and we're going full circle, again, there's tonight at 6, we meet again, and I'll dive into one more political assassination, that of the French ambassador. His name was Eliyahu Ben Elisar. I was going to bring up Sarkozy and talk about an issue I know something about personally, but I think we're running out of time. Am I right about that?
You are right. We've only got about a minute and a half now.
All right, so it's not going to happen. Tonight at 6, with a few less commercials, we'll do the full circle. My last point is that Olmert, once again in his corruption, has been working to give Mahmoud Abbas's son Taras. He's got a son named T-A-R-A-S, Taras Abbas. He's got a cell phone company, and Olmert has been working with the Israeli Communications Ministry to get Abbas's son's cell phone company airwave space. He has personally been trying to enrich the son of Mahmoud Abbas as Prime Minister of Israel. This is actually huge corruption. In any other, like I say, it's like Bush is trying to get his son Russian airspace, Chinese airspace, and appeals to the leaders of these countries, and they intervene on his behalf. That's just one last little piece of corruption until we meet again tonight at 6.
All right, fine. Well, Barry, we'll look forward to seeing you at 6 o'clock tonight, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's important to understand that the common denominator is the idea from a world government and the new world religion. And I think Barry's point about wanting to have NATO troops there in Israel, well, before long they're going to have international troops here. You must understand that NATO now is the army of the United Nations. United Nations Army. Why do we still have NATO? Well, UN Army.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Barry. And then, of course, to really put things into perspective, if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD by the same name, you really need to if you'd like to watch it. It is available on my website at RadioLiberty.com, where we have a section of DVDs. I think you'll be fascinated to watch them. They're there. See them for nothing. Of course, we do hope you want to support us, but our radio programs are there, and they're archived 3 hours a day. Our DVDs are there. Our newsletters are there. We want you to get the information, and if you're in a position to help us, fine. If not, then get the information out. You can copy anything we've made as long as you're not doing it for a profit, although we find out that sometimes people and other are doing it for profit, and we don't think that's very fair, but copy it and distribute it and get other people to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces that tie into the ageless wisdom, the elder brothers, the spiritual hierarchy. Those are terms that the other side uses to describe the demonic forces that are really running things behind the scenes. And if you doubt that, go to their website, LuciusTrust.org. LuciusTrust.org used to be Lucifer, but of course that had a bad connotation. And people don't understand what this is all about. You need, of course, to get my talk on the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret. And it will give you an overview of what's going on. Our four tapes set, the secret behind the secret. That's the secret behind the secret, a four-tape, four-CD set. You need to understand that there is power out there you can tap into, but you do not want to do that under any circumstances, no matter what Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and Jim Carrey and the others tell you. This is the path to wealth and fortune. It's the path to eternal damnation, because there are powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you have never yet seen the DVDs, they sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, you need to get that. We got a great new 4-tape set on the Bilderbergers. We have a great new 4-tape set on RFID chipping. These are available. So many other things. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Cindy, we are fighting a no-win war over in Iraq. We're not trying to win the war. If you doubt what on my statement, you need to get the talk that the Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez gave on the 12th of October. That's the substance of our December newsletter, which will be coming out before long. But it's an excellent newsletter. We can always send you his, you can always get his talk off the internet. Our whole financial structure of our society is crumbling. Gold is up to 845 this morning, and the sky's the limit. Why? Because the dollar is losing its value. And with that, of course, our people will be impoverished. If you have not yet seen my talk on the financial tsunami, the video or the DVD, and you need to get the syllabus, but our talk on the history of money, understand, try to protect yourself and try to protect others. So please, of course, pray for America. Pray for revival. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, it's up on the Internet, or call us 1-800-544-927. Until tomorrow.